It's 2 o'clock. Time for the Reluctant Therapist. Elizabeth Barrett is a wife, a mother, licensed marriage family therapist, educator, eavesdropper, emotion worker, and mental health consultant. She uses all of these skills to address the subjects that we all struggle with in this conversation with the Reluctant Therapist. Hello, Elizabeth.
Merry Christmas, Brian.
Merry Christmas. We're all set up different, so I had to find your microphone on a different spot. And
I know we are in the holiday spirit today. I'm actually eating a Christmas cookie.
Yeah, I can hear.
It's a, what is it called?
Spritz.
Spritz.
A spritz. So it's not just Brian and I in the studio today. Actually, we are in family spirit, family mode. Mm-hmm. Brian's family is here. Emily and baby Kieran and his mom and dad.
And stepdad.
And stepdad. And then the Barrett family is here, Kelly and Chris. And our Kirsten isn't here because she's celebrating her first Christmas with her husband, her new husband and his family in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping that they're listening in Atlanta. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Merry whatever it is you celebrate this time of year on this Christmas Eve. Brian had to be here to cover the station today, so we thought what would be more fun than all of us coming down and doing the show live together.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about those things that we're grateful for, those things that feel beautiful in our life, those positive things that make the year seem worth it. Because I was thinking about this time of year, people have a lot of mixed feelings about it, whether you have a house full of family today, or you're totally by yourself, or if you just bah humbug on the whole thing. And we all have a lot of different experiences about whatever tonight or tomorrow mean to you. But the thing that is true for all of us is that we are a sum of our stories that we tell about ourselves, that everyone's life is just a series of stories that we tell about who we are, where we came from, what we're interested in, what we're like, the things that have happened to us. The way we tell the stories about our life really make up who we are. And so in a lot of ways, we get to choose every day how we feel about our life and how we feel about ourselves and how we feel about those people that we share our life with. And so I thought today would be a really good day to kind of focus on our story and try to tell our story today in a positive way. What are those things about our life that do go well? Because we all have something that makes us feel in awe. Or we hope that there are things that make us still feel in awe, like an amazing sunset. Because, as you know, here on the coast of California, we have incredible sunsets, especially mm-hmm. this time of year. So even if everything else is going poorly, if you look out at a sunset on the central coast of California, it is really difficult to not feel a little bit of awe. And I'm sure there's other ways in our life that we feel awe, or we stop and something catches our breath. You know, your son Kieran is here in the studio today, and I got to hold him while we were kind of running through the show, practicing our Christmas carols. The beauty of holding a baby and seeing his face still catches my breath. And so think about those things that do catch your breath. What is the story of your life that's positive? So I think today we're going to tell some positive stories and talk about those things that matter to us so that we can have, even if the rest of our year feels pretty down or pretty hopeless or pretty overwhelming, for this moment, let's tell a story of hope for ourselves or a story of something positive, because we do get to control our mood and our energy and our view of the world. So today we're kind of looking at our life in awe. Or in beauty. And I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and this is A Conversation with the Reluctant Therapist, our Christmas Eve version of the Reluctant Therapist. And we do welcome your phone calls, always, 805-781-3875. You can join the conversation, tell us what you're feeling in awe of, or what still is beautiful to you, or what gives your life a sense of meaning or magic or purpose. And what about love? Because no matter what you feel about the commercialism of the holiday or the religious meaning of the holiday, or don't even think about the holiday at all, what about love? When is it in your life that you stop and think about the things that you love and care about? And what matters to you in your life? 805-781-3875. You can also find us on our Facebook page, The Reluctant Therapist, or at our website, thereluctanttherapist.com. You can always send us an email to Elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist. We'd love to hear from you. So as I mentioned, we have our families here in the studio. So I have my husband, Chris, and my daughter, Kelly.
Hello.
And I am eating Christmas cookies, and I have to say that I did swallow one down the wrong pipe. So I'm going to ask you both, family members that you are, if you thought at all about the things that still give you awe or that make you stop and think, wow, that is beautiful. And awe is really that feeling of reverence, reverential respect and wonder about something.
Well, for me, the first thing comes to mind is the mountaintops in the summer days in the Sierras when I go hiking, getting to the high peaks, and the view is always puts me in awe. I just can't get enough of it.
I love that. What about you, Kelly Barrett?
Well, I wasn't prepared for this question, but I guess the first thing that comes to mind is a very specific thing. Last night, I had the opportunity of hiking to the top of San Luis Mountain with my friend. And when we got there, we stood in the middle of the big lit-up Christmas tree and looked over all of San Luis County, and it was pretty awe-inspiring. It was awesome. Awesome.
It sounds like it's awesome, and that's not something I've ever done, and I don't even think I knew that you were up there last night. So I'm glad that you shared that story. All right, so Brian, what about you? What gives you a sense of awe still in life?
Well, my son is the first thing that came to mind when you started mentioning awe.
And I already talked about him. I grabbed the awe of having a 10-month-old around.
Exactly. So that and just music. Like, we were just making music together, and it's just it's such a transcendental thing for me and so much fun. And I'm in awe of good music, whether I'm a part of it or just witnessing it or listening to it. And then there's the sunset. We live at the beach out in Morro Bay, and get amazing sunsets. I'm in awe that it's the end of December and it's like 75 degrees outside.
I know that we were trying to get dressed to come in the holiday spirit today,
right?
And I'm too hot.
Yeah,
my holiday outfit is much too warm.
Yeah.
Hi, Ted. Thanks for joining the conversation. What's on your mind today?
Well, on my mind today is family.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Brian, having talked about his son Kieran and his lovely wife Emily, and I'm very fond of Brian. He's a nephew of mine.
It's my uncle.
And to have the opportunity to express my feelings about what family means to people whose last name is Turtelot or have any connection with people whose last name is Turtelot is an opportunity that they don't get very often. So being able to think about you all there in the studio and what each of you has meant to me gives me an opportunity to feel blessed and give thanks for what they've all contributed to the way I feel about my family, a good chunk of which is sitting there in the studio with you right now.
Well, Ted,
so I'm very grateful to all of them and certainly to you for having created this opportunity. And thank you. Thank you all very, very much.
Thanks for calling in, Ted. You do have a wonderful voice. I wish you were in here singing with us today, but we'll pass.
I wish I were, too. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Have a happy holiday.
Merry Christmas to you all. Bye.
Merry Christmas, Uncle Ted.
Merry Christmas, Brian.
Hi, Sunny. You're on the air. What's on your mind today?
I am at all with my life. I've been a survivor, a three-time survivor of a stroke. And I wanted to share this with you and with everyone who is listening that life is precious. And every breath that I take, I'm at awe. because that is straight a gift from God. You know, it is. I'm just so happy to be alive.
Oh, I left you.
We lost her.
Sunny, we're so glad that you called, and it's so wonderful that you're a three-time survivor and that you're strong and feeling in awe of life every day. And maybe it's unfortunate that it takes crisis or trauma to remind us to take every day as beautiful and important. And if you want to call back, please do, to tell the rest of your story. But if we don't hear back from you, we wish you the best and continued good health in the new year. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and we are here on Christmas Eve. The studio keeps getting more and more full. We had two more friends drop in. Our friends Mark Hughes and Carly Hughes are here, because the word on the street is that we're going to have a couple live songs, because Brian and his wife, fiance Emily, are professional musicians. So I thought, what could be nicer than to hear live holiday music?
You're paying for this, us for this, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. From my salary here at the station. but we want to hear your stories also. How are you feeling today on Christmas Eve? What's going on in your life? Have you taken a moment to tell a story of hope for yourself? Because that's really important. Every day, no matter how our life is going, we get to choose how we're going to look at the world. And even when things are horrible, even when we feel like everything is lost, we can still find things that are beautiful. We can still find moments that we feel awe, and we can still find things about our life that we can love and look forward to. So what are those things for you on this Christmas Eve? 805-781-3875 is the number to call to share your thoughts. Carly May, I have known you since you were a little girl, and now you're back from your first semester at college. Mm-hmm. What is it about your life right now that gives you a sense of awe?
Just my friends and my family, and I feel really happy to just know great people around me.
And so did you meet new great people at school?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm in a happy relationship right now. I've met a ton of new friends, and I've just made relationships and friendships that I know will last for a long time.
Good for you. I love the happy spirit that you're bringing in, and that you've dressed for the holiday spirit. Only in the Central Coast on Christmas Eve do we wear a tank top and a Santa hat. All right, Sunny, did we find you back again?
No, you found your daughter.
Oh, I like Kirsten. Finding my daughter. How are you, daughter Kirsten?
I'm okay. Got a bit of a cold, which, you know, happens in the wintertime.
And so have you found anything that you're feeling in awe of?
I'm in awe of everybody's fun spirit over there. I'm excited to hear your caroling, and it just makes me smile from across the country to feel like I'm a part of this fun new tradition you started. I always have loved the spirit and energy that you and Dad always put into Christmas. It is fun to hear your voices.
Oh, it's nice to hear your voice too, honey. And we hope that you have a safe and Merry Christmas all the way across the country from us.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry
if
Christmas,
you want to hang around, you can sing along with us. We're going to start.
I think I will just take in the...
You're
you
lucky
know.
You can bow out, sister.
Of you all.
Well, we're glad you called, honey. Have a great time. And give my love to everyone.
Okay.
Bye. Hi, Sunny. You're back with us.
Yes, I'm sorry I got cut off on the phone, but I am at awe of my life, and as I shared with you, I'm a survivor, three-stroke survivor, so every breath that I take, I'm at awe. I enjoy every second, every moment, and what I like the most, what made me pick up the phone and dial to you was that you mentioned to focus on the positivity, on a positive attitude and positive words that are healing. And I am very much for it. I'm professional, and for me to, I'm at awe for my own self that life is so precious, as I mentioned. Life is to be happy. And in this beautiful, joyous Christmas Eve today, and to look forward for Christmas Day, and to look forward for the Happy New Year, I would not be here. And three times I would not be here. But I survived 5 months of physical therapy. I survived all three times, and with complete, almost complete myself again. So I'm at all with my life.
I am so glad to hear it, Sunny. That is a beautiful thing to share, and we do wish you continued good health, and thank you for sharing your positive spirit on this holiday, Christmas Eve. And we are here for our conversation with a reluctant therapist. We have a full group here for our Christmas Eve. We have Frank in the studio answering the phones and monitoring our levels. We have Brian's mom and stepdad here, his son Kieran, Brian, and his fiance Emily. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Elizabeth.
We're glad to have you here. She doesn't really love to have to talk, but I keep drawing her in.
Thanks for having me.
We have our friends Mark and Carly Hughes stopped in. They have been lifetime friends of ours. And my daughter Kelly and my husband Chris. You know, it's interesting because we were talking, Brian and I were talking about how our Christmas is very small this year because our daughter Kirsten, who just called, is across the country and it was just going to be the three of us. And so I thought, gosh, that doesn't feel really festive. So we decided to do the show live. And now we have, this is a big party.
Yeah.
I know. All right. So we're going to, no promises, but if you're at home and have your Silent Night lyrics, please join us. This is a conversation with a reluctant therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett here on your public radio station, KCBX, celebrating Christmas Eve with our friends and family. Brian was playing the guitar and now he's running around into the studio to take your calls. We'd love to hear from you tonight if you're out there listening. 805-781-3875. I guess it's the afternoon, technically. It's not the Christmas Eve yet. But we'd love to hear your story. Is there anything you're in awe of? Does anything still take your breath away? Or what is beauty to you? We'd love to hear a little bit of your Christmas story because we get to choose how we feel each day depending on the story we tell about our life and what we feel about our life and who we think we are. And so today, why don't we tell a story of positivity? Why don't we look for that piece of our life that really feels good, that gets us up in the morning, that makes us feel like it's all worth it? 805-781-3875 to be part of the conversation. You can also find us on our Facebook page. You can send us an email to elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com. We really enjoy having you be a part of our community because life is tough enough, and it's nice to have an hour once a week where you can come together with friends and be part of a community of positivity and to share what goes on in your life. And so my friend Mark is here. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And I know music is a big part of your life.
Yeah.
So what is
the...
So come up close. All right. Tell me the thing that you still feel in awe of. What makes you wake up each day and say it's worth it?
Oh, wow. Just, you know, still being around and having all my friends and my wonderful family. And when my daughter comes to town, I love that.
It's nice when our children still want to come to town. that feels like a real gift to parents. And then what about you, Miss Emily? You are a new mom. This is your first Christmas with a child in the house. What gives you a sense of awe on this Christmas Eve?
Well, just having a baby. Baby's first Christmas. He's almost 10 months old. I cannot believe it. They grow so fast. And I guess that's what I'm most in awe of, is that every day he's like, not a new person, but he's got so many more facets of his personality just blossoming. It's amazing to watch.
It is. It's hard not to look at children and not feel some sense of wonderment that they can even get here. You know, that all of the things that have to line up physically, biologically, emotionally, spiritually in order for a child to even get here and then to watch them grow is incredible. Hi, Bill. You're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I just wanted to tell Chris that I couldn't hear him on that last song.
Oh, and we even moved the microphone closer to him.
That must be it.
So what
I'm very thankful, having gone through Hurricane Sandy, that I can turn on the tap and have clean water, hit a button and have heat and all those things.
I agree. And you know, I'm just realizing this is my friend Bill Tubbs from Bayhead, New Jersey.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Billy.
How are you guys?
We are fabulous, and how fun to have you join our Christmas Eve party from all the way across the country.
Well, it's a party, I heard, so. Partake.
We're glad. Well, we'll eat a cookie for you from this side of the country.
Enjoy the hot and cold running water and the power.
Ah, it's so good.
And how are things?
My aunt last night. Like, oh, I have heat.
And how is it a year later for you from Hurricane Sandy? Do you feel back and settled into your life?
It's great. Yeah, business has been good. I own a storm shutter business, but everything's great.
And everyone returned to the shore mighty and proud this summer?
Not everyone. Not everybody's quite ready yet. But we're coming back. We're doing what we can.
Well, I'm so glad you sound so upbeat, and I hope you have a great evening and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for having me.
Give a big hug to the Jersey Shore for me, will you?
I'll do it.
Bye, Bill.
Bye.
Hi, Shelley. You're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Hi, I'm Luke Barrett. Nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you for calling in.
Well, am I ready?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. Well, it's about the illness of my life. I think never stops. It ends from being born in this world, and the next one was I got pregnant, and the climax of the illness of our life is when I heard the first cry of my baby.
Hmm. I think Emily can relate to that. That first cry of the baby is amazing.
Amazing. And if I can only talk and say, thank you, oh Lord, for bringing me to this world. I think the oldness of our life never ends. It keeps coming and coming and coming.
I think that's true. And maybe part of the trick of life, or maybe one of the secrets to life, is being able to continue feeling awe, feeling that reverential sense that something there's larger than us out there. And that might be the thing that keeps us going. That as we age and grow, you know, there might be a temptation to feel like we've seen it all, done it all. What's another sunset? What's another Christmas? What's another, you know, what's another evening with my family? And I think once we start feeling those things, we start to shut down. And I think what you're saying, Shelley, is the key is to continue feeling the awe of life, to have it continue coming. And that if you're 100 years old and you still wake up every day and are in awe of the fact that the sun comes up and we have another opportunity to connect with those we love, that it's really a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful, and just exist in this world, it's already the beginning of having an awe, and it never stops.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for calling in. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and I appreciate those of you who are taking the time to call in and share your Christmas awe, your sense of what makes life beautiful and what makes it worth getting up. Because we get to tell our story of our life every day. We get to wake up and decide, how is that story going to be? Are we going to tell a story of hope about ourselves, or are we going to get stuck in a story of woe? You do get to decide every day how the energy of your day is going to be. And so for today, for Christmas Eve, I wanted to kind of focus on those things that make me feel in awe. And we talked about being in nature. We've talked about looking at our children. We've talked about being with family and friends. The miracle of healing when we've been sick, that our body knows how to care for itself, that we can feel so lousy that we can't get off the couch. And then 4 or 5 or 6 days later, we actually come back and feel better again. And nothing tastes better than the first meal after you haven't felt well for a while. I mean, we can, even in the most miserable times in our life, find things about it that are joyous or beautiful. I had to take my cat to the vet multiple times in the last couple weeks because he is a fighter and continues to get abscesses. And so he must either like the vet or like me spending money, but or both. But the beauty of being with the animals, even at the vet, which can be heartbreaking because a lot of them aren't feeling well, just to be around them, they're just beautiful and make me feel like life is worth living every day because you have this little creature that's looking out for you or needing you to look out for them. So what gives you a sense of awe? 805-781-3875. We're having a Christmas Eve party here in the studio today with my husband and my daughter, Kelly. Brian is here with his wife, Emily, and their son, Kieran. Frank and Brian's mom and stepdad and my friends, Mark and Carly, are here. We'd love to hear from you. Are you out there celebrating Christmas Eve? What's going on for you today? 805-781-3875. Kyle, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm calling actually from Peru right now, and I just wanted to join in and on your Christmas Eve party and share my sense of awe.
Kyle, I can't even tell you how excited we are to hear from you. Kelly can't sit still. She's just giggling. How is Peru?
You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Kyle.
Merry Christmas. It's we're having a nice hard Christmas thunderstorm right now, so hopefully you can hear me all right, even though I'm on a different continent. But yeah, it's great. I went this morning to Cusco, which is a big city here in the Andes, and they have this big Christmas Eve festival fair where all these artisans come out and sell their wares, and people buy panettone, which is a special kind of Christmas bread that they drink with hot chocolate, and it's just awesome. It inspires awe in me that, you know, all over the world, people celebrate in their own way, and people get together with their families. And, you know, even though there's a different language and a different culture here, really a lot of the rudiments of it are the same. You know, there's still the craziness and the conflict, but the underlying love of the family and of the Christmas season. So, I'm in awe here, and I hope you guys are doing well there.
So you've been in Peru now for 3 months? 4 months?
Almost four.
And what can you name a couple things that have really stood out for you besides, you know, the cultural differences, or even if that's the main thing, but what's really stood out for you so far in your journey? And I have to tell everyone that Kyle actually is in Peru as part of a Princeton program because we're so proud of him being a Princeton student. And he's been on our show before, and now he's there for a whole year, and you've been there 4 months. So what has stood out for you?
Well, I mean, where to even begin, but I would say first off, it's just the first thing that hits you is just the beauty of the where I am. I'm located in the Andes mountain range, and it's just awesome, again, to go back to that theme of awe, just how much beauty there is naturally on this earth, and, you know, the different types. The Central Coast is beautiful, but this is beautiful in a different way. You have high mountain peaks, and it's just awesome every day you wake up, and it's literally a breathtaking beauty. So that stood out to me. And then the second thing I think that's just really struck me is the people here. And I was kind of expecting that because, people everywhere are so unique and so different. And everyone here I've encountered, you know, even though I'm a gringo, you know, intruding upon their culture and their lives, everyone here is just so friendly and have shared stories and wisdom and traditions to share, and it's awesome to be not only an observer but also a participant in that. And it's just all in all, I don't know, I could go on and on about the things that have stood out to me, but I would say those are the top two things that have really struck me.
And Kyle, it's just incredible that I'm in awe of technology. I'm sounding like my grandmother now, but you're in Peru and you're here part of our Christmas Eve show.
Yeah, it's awesome. I know. I just, you know, it's just in technology. It's our world is really becoming smaller and smaller by the minute.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to call in and be
me
a part
too.
Of it.
Me too.
Yes, Kelly's very excited, and we're glad that you're here because
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kyle.
We are going to sing another Christmas carol, and this one actually, when we chose it, we were thinking of you all the way down there in Peru. We're going to sing. Well, actually, Kelly's going to sing "White Christmas." And hopefully
my favorite.
You'll be able to listen in from where you are, so don't hang up. This is a
All
conversation
right.
with the reluctant
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, Kyle.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
That's Kelly Barrett and Brian and Emily, and this is A Conversation with the Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. We're celebrating Christmas Eve here live in the studio with our family and our friends, and we'd love to hear from you, 805-781-3875, to be part of the conversation. Kyle, thank you for calling in, and Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Bye, honey. And we'd love to hear from you. Hear your Christmas story, 805-781-3875. We are talking about those things that matter to us at this time of year. What is Christmas Eve for you? Are you celebrating? Are you with family and friends? Are you by yourself? What is the Christmas story that you tell today? We'd like to try to focus on some of the positive things about our lives, those things that get us up in the morning, the things that make it worth living, what we still find beautiful, those things that still make us feel like we're in awe. And we'll be back to take your calls, 781-3875.
That number again is 781-3875. That's 805-781-3875. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's Fresh Air. It's no surprise that Breaking Bad is on Fresh Air TV critic David Bianculli's top 10 best list of 2013. We'll find out what else made his list, and film critic David Edelstein will bring his 10 best films of the year. The Year in TV and Film is up next on Fresh Air at 3 o'clock here on KCBX.
I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and this is A Conversation with the Reluctant Therapist, and we are joined with a group of people here for Christmas Eve. My husband, Chris.
Hello.
My daughter, Kelly.
Hi.
Our friends, Mark and Carly Hughes.
Hello.
Hi.
Glad to have you here. And Emily. Emily, I don't know your last name, because I keep wanting to say Lanzone, but not quite Lanzone yet, because you're engaged to Brian.
Emily Cox.
Emily Cox. We're glad to have you here. Mother of Kieran, who's 10 months old. Brian's beautiful son that we get to see not often enough, but it's fun having him here today. Frank is in the control studio. Hi, Frank.
Merry Christmas.
So, Frank, what are some of the things that you find still important to you this time of year, or that you think most about? What still takes your breath away?
It's for me, it's all about family. That's all there is. And with Emily in our life and now Kieran in our life, it's great. The one sad point is that our son Paul is on the East Coast, but he's happy and in a great relationship, so...
Great marriage.
We like that. When people are in a good spot. And you know, it's interesting, because if we look over the course of our life, if we look over the course of our year, we can always find things that are heartbreaking that happen. I think we all go through struggles. We all have things that slow us down. We all have things that make us think, oh, it's not even worth it anymore, or why do I bother? Or the people that are in our lives that we want to love and spend time with can be so annoying that we can hardly stand to be in the same room with them. And yet when it all, you know, push comes to shove, when we get to a day like today, no matter what it is to you, if it's a holiday or just another day, a day like today where you stop and take a breath and look around at those who you love and want to love, it is what it's all about. And it's why we do this show every week. It's what Brian and I talk about every Tuesday before we start is, you know, who needs to talk today? Who are we going to hear from? Who do we need to get our voices out to? Because if we don't look out for each other, then it really isn't worth it. You know, that we really do have to take a breath and look around and see someone who needs a hand up or needs a couple extra minutes of our time or an email that they weren't expecting to get. And so today's a great day to take a moment and look around and say, I'm thankful for this, or I have 5 extra minutes. I'm going to send a quick email to an aunt or a friend or make that phone call and touch base so that the people out in the world that you care about know that you're thinking about them. So who are you thinking about today? 805-781-3875 on this Christmas Eve special edition of The Reluctant Therapist. We'd love to hear from you and your story and what's going on for you today and what goes on in your life. And I think this is my sister Katie who's calling in. Are you there,
Merry Christmas. Am I on there?
Yes, you are.
We're so excited. We're wrapping presents and this live show on the air, hearing Billy Tubbs calling in and Kyle from Peru. And we just thought we better call from the Bay Area and say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We're all listening. And we want to give a shout out to Jean. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday to our mom.
To our mom, Christmas Eve baby, and my husband's day after Christmas baby. And tonight we'll have Uncle Nick over, and we're going to sing some karaoke and have some fun. And I like your message of really thinking in the good parts, or if you're not having a lot of people around, thinking about the people and calling them up and writing letters, just kind of the family and a few good moments and really feeling those moments. So thanks for sharing this positive show.
Thanks, honey. Thanks for calling in. And I'm sorry we don't get to be with you on the actual Christmas event, but we look forward to lots of family gatherings throughout the year.
Yes. We love you guys. All right.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Bye.
That's fun to hear from family far away. I think we should do this all the time. That way people are tuned in. So, Emily, are you able to see your family this time of year? Because I know your parents are in Portland, right?
They are. And no, we're kind of alternating holidays. So we were in Portland last year, and we'll probably be there next Christmas. But I don't think my mom and dad are listening, but Merry Christmas to them, whatever they're doing right now.
So do you have a special Christmas tradition or Christmas memory that you think of each year?
Not really. We always used to do presents twice, actually. This was kind of our tradition. So we would open all of the presents that were from the kids. I have 3 younger siblings. And so we would do our presents to each other on Christmas Eve. And then the next morning was Santa's presents. So it was kind of fun to draw out the gift giving and sharing that way.
I know. I think especially when you're young, it feels so magical that the gifts just keep coming.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So are there any traditions that stand out for you that you look forward to that we celebrate every year that we do as a family? Or how about for you, Carly? What's a tradition that your family does every year that you look forward to?
One of my favorite things is making our family's chewy ginger cookies. That's one of my favorite family traditions. Or watching White Christmas, actually. That's one of my favorite Christmas traditions to do.
So have you done the cookies yet, or is that coming
up?
Yes,
twice, actually. Many more to come.
We like that. I know if a tradition works well once, might as well continue doing it for weeks and weeks. How about you, Brian? What's a memory you have of Christmas's past?
It's like we had the same, almost the same Thanksgiving dinner on Christmas, and so that tradition really stuck out because I got to make the gravy every time. Everybody had their own thing to contribute to the meal or to the evening, and I always got to make the gravy. So that just sticks out when I think of Christmas, is everybody bustling around the kitchen and then me just over a pot of gravy for like a half hour.
Yeah. I know. It's an essential part of the meal.
Yeah.
You had a lot of pressure there and probably didn't even know it.
Yeah, but I thought it came out good every time. So.
And your mom's kind of lingering around in the back there. Pull her up close, Brian's mom. All right, so you got to raise my wonderful friend who produces our show. What is one of your Christmas memories or one of the things that you still look back on fondly?
Oh, there was one Christmas where we did a treasure hunt. And I started the treasure hunt the items were in the fireplace, and they started standing right in front of the fireplace and went through the house with the different clues.
In the backyard, in the front yard?
Backyard, front yard, out in the street, and wound up back at the same place, and they found their presents.
Oh, I love that.
It was a guitar. She put a guitar in the chimney.
It's a good thing no one was cold. Decided to...
Yeah, no, it was a California Christmas, so it was it was pretty nice.
Tank tops and Santa hats.
Yes.
Well, we're glad to have you in the studio today.
Well, I'm very glad to be here. Thanks.
And this is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, joined with friends and family in the studio today. We gather every week, Brian and I, to talk about those things that go on in our life, those things that might struggle with, those things that might be challenges, those things that we experience. And we offer you an opportunity to call in and share your story, your thoughts, what's moving for you in your life, what comes up. If you agree or disagree what's going on in the conversation here, we'd love to hear from you. 805-781-3875, because anyone in our community is welcome to share how they're feeling. We'd love to hear from you. I had started off the show talking about, you know, the stories of our life, that we really are a culmination of all the ways that we talk about who we are, you know, how we talk about our professional life, how we talk about our personal life, how we talk about who we are, if we think that we're good athletes or that we're good friends or that, you know, we think that we're musical, you know, whatever it is we believe about ourselves, that is the story we tell the world. And the thing that's interesting about these stories is that we get to create whatever that story is about ourselves. And I think quite often in our culture, we get caught in a trap of telling negative stories about ourselves. I think there's a lot of pressure from the media. There's a lot of pressure from our relationships or just the way the intensity of our culture is, that we tend to tell stories about ourselves that highlight those things that we don't do well or highlight those things that we don't feel great about ourselves. And I think especially for young women in our culture, none of Carly and Kelly feel the same way, but there isn't a lot of room to tell real positive stories about ourselves, because then people think poorly of you, right? That there's a lot of pressure to always downplay. So today's a day where you get to look at the things that you do well, that you get to talk about a story of hope or positivity. That what is something that gets you up in the morning that makes you still feel awe in the world? Because it's easy to look at the negatives. It's easy to pick at the things in our lives that aren't going well. It's easy to pick at ourselves and notice the things that might not be perfect about us or that other people might not like or notice. So it takes a little courage and it takes a little discipline to say, no, I'm going to stop those sounds in my head for a moment. I'm just going to focus on those things about myself that are good and positive, because we all have some things about us that are good and positive. We'd have to take the time to figure out what those are. So what is something that is good and positive about you and your life, or that you look forward to around this time of year? And if you haven't looked forward to anything, if it's just a bah humbug, make it go away, I can't stand the commercialism, then what is it that you still find beautiful on a day-to-day basis? What is that one thing to make this day worth it? Because even if you hate the holiday, even if you hate the idea of Christmas, to me it's sad to waste a whole day hating something because you're just not going to participate in the holiday. I'm just going to hate the day. What a waste of a gorgeous day. It is a beautiful day today. Waking up this morning, okay, and I have to admit, I wasn't excited when I woke up this morning because somebody's gardener got to our neighborhood at 6:30 and I was not ready to embrace the beautiful day at 6:30.
Too early.
It was too early. But the nice thing was that we got to watch the sun come up this morning.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
And not often do I see my husband in the morning because you leave in the dark.
He slept in a little bit.
I know. And so there was some beauty in being woken up at 6:30. But what is it like for you, my beautiful husband, every day waking up in the dark and leaving for work? What do you look forward to? What gives your life beauty?
I don't mind getting up early, but this time of year is so tradition rich. And living with you, you love tradition so much. It starts with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving weekend, we pick out our tree and decorate it. And, you know, the traditions start. Then, you know, the decorations, the planning, the actual opening presents on Christmas Eve.
The accumulation of presents under the tree.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. And then, of course, you like to play, you know, you like to play Christmas carols, you know, that around the house while we're decorating the trees.
Ray Charles, the little drummer boy.
My favorite.
Elvis Christmas carols.
I love that,
not
too.
Not my favorite, but it's tradition now, so it's just something I embrace. It's great.
Thank you for just going with the flow of that. And again, I totally understand that the traditions and all of the action maybe not be for everyone. And maybe the whole Christmas spirit isn't for everyone. But again, desire to love and be loved is for everyone. That I think even if it's not other people that we love, if it's animals that we love, this whole movement in our soul to share love of ourself and to be loved by other people is why we exist as humans. It's why we are here. It's why I want to do this show every single week, is to remind everyone to take a breath and look around and to love each other and to love something or someone. You know, invest yourself, invest your feelings in something, because no matter what goes on in your life, no matter how crappy it might be, if there's something or someone that you love, then you're going to have the energy to continue on. And if you are someone who's just full of love all the time, then more today than ever, more this time of year than ever, to let yourself just be part of that feeling, to let love kind of come through you. So in our live studio musical journey, we're continuing. We're going to go a little off book, away from Christmas carols, and do a little Jesse Colin Young. Feel free to sing along at home. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. My name is Elizabeth Barrett, joined with Brian, Emily, Kelly, Chris, Mark, Carly, who went too far away, Brian's mom, who I just call Grandma now. we'd love you to sing along. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett with our Christmas Eve gang here in the studio. Thank you, one and all, for participating. And we'd love to hear from you, 805-781-3875. If you're part of our impromptu Christmas Eve party, we'd love to know what's going on for you tonight. What moves for you? What moves through you at this time of year? What kind of stories are you telling about yourself? Are you someone who loves your life on a day-to-day basis, or are you having to try to find that love today in a different way, trying to find that positivity? We'd love to hear your story. 805-781-3875 to join the conversation. And so, oh gosh, I'm kicking everyone who's sitting in the studio with us because we have a big crowd. I have my husband Chris here. I have my daughter Kelly, my friends Mark and Carly Hughes. I have Emily. Now poor Brian just played the guitar and had to run back into the studio. He grabbed a Christmas spritz cookie that my husband made. Aren't those good?
They're delicious.
I know.
Thank you, Chris.
Help yourself. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Chris.
That's another tradition.
Yes, it is another tradition. And, you know, and I... I was thinking about, you know, Christmas memories, and I was listening to a story this morning, or someone was talking in the air about how much, you know, they love Christmas as a kid, and you remember the magic of seeing Santa and going and sitting on his lap. And last night, Chris and I were walking around downtown, and the line to go in and tell...
Oh, the mission, yeah.
There was a lot of people in line waiting for their kids to go sit on Santa's lap, and how exciting that was. And this, the whole anticipation, Christmas Eve at our house, because it's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. It was, we tried to separate out a little bit. You know, we'd have some birthday celebration for my mom, which we as young kids would just politely, you know, sit and wait for that to be over. So then we could open gifts from the family. But the story I was listening to is that the woman was talking about how as she hit her teen years, didn't really appreciate mom's traditions as much anymore and kind of started resenting all of the efforts that she made every year to make everyone do the Christmas thing over and over. And I'm wondering, you know, if that ever comes back, you know, that you want. Once you have your own children, you all of a sudden start to feel sentimental again. And if you have that kind of full circle thing where you start to want to bring those traditions alive for your children. I'm wondering, Emily, if you're feeling that this year, that it's your first Christmas with a child in the house. Are you feeling at all sentimental for those childhood Christmases?
You know, I got to be honest with you, Elizabeth. Not really.
Emily is not following along the Christmas path today. But that's fine.
You know, not that I'm bah humbug or anything, but we are so busy right now, and he's only 10 months old. He's not really going to get it till next year. So I think we're planning on amping up our efforts probably next year.
Absolutely.
We do have a tree, though.
And he sat in Santa's lap.
He did. Good. He did sit in Santa's lap. Yeah.
And he didn't cry.
He didn't freak out.
That's good. No. You have to do that.
Because it seems like most of our early baby pictures are the kids crying on Santa's lap.
Right.
What about you, Carly? Were you much of a Santa person as a kid, or
You know, I was kind of that kid that kind of was not so much like I kind of liked to believe in tradition, but I was kind of too smart for my parents.
She caught me several times. Yep. Putting stuff out. I was the Easter Bunny and got caught. Tooth Fairy got caught.
Well, and it's an interesting thing that these stories that our families tell, you know, no matter what your traditions are, no matter what it is that you acknowledge or celebrate, whether it's Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or solstice, you know, of course, I like to celebrate everything. I'm very non-denominational in my celebrating of things in life because I just think that the whole intention of making things in life special is what makes life worth living.
And you find the good in just about every celebration, every different tradition. And so you want to celebrate the best of every different tradition.
Well, yes, I think that is why, you know, I just like the idea that we get to have a special party or we get to, you know, have a special dinner. And again, it's about intention because I really believe in every day having to set an intention to making our life a positive thing. And I think, to be honest, because I tend to be a little dark, because I think you're making me sound like, you know, I wear a different Christmas sweater every day or, you know, that
no,
I'm...
But
I think for me, because I tend to be a little more of the dark or a little more of the pessimist or a little more of the... I have to look for the good because I tend to see the thing that kind of make me feel sad very easily.
That makes sense.
And so I think my love of the traditions and wanting to have the cookies and wanting to gather people around is to kind of keep my own spirits bolstered because I have to make a conscious decision every day.
To ward off the demons?
A little bit to ward off the demons.
Wow.
I think I could easily be a little bit of a Scrooge or a little bit of a grumper about things. I mean, come on, let's be honest. You know I can be a grumper pretty easy.
Yeah, but we kind of buoy each other up.
I think we all have to do that, that we get to choose to buoy each other up or to look for the love that's out there in the world. And if we don't, it's really easy to sink and be dark. So what goes on for you on a day like today? 805-781-3875. Pete, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Well, the last I heard, you were having a conversation about things that that made us feel awe.
I love that.
One thing that that I'm very grateful about are my sons. My sons are absolutely wonderful. They turned out to be better men than I am, and I think that's the best thing a dad can say. But one thing that makes me feel awe, I work with volunteers who work with children who have been abused and neglected. And these people risk an enormous amount emotionally. They risk, you know, every day going to see these children and understanding what these children have gone through, and it makes me feel awe to see these people willing to take that risk and still going out every week and working with these children. And I'm very grateful for that, and I stand in awe of those people.
That's a beautiful thing, Pete. And do you want to give a shout-out to this group or to your sons and by name?
Sure. Jason, Jacob, and Jordan are my sons, and I work for CASA of San Luis Obispo County, and we assign community volunteers to work with children who find themselves through no fault of their own in the juvenile dependency system. Mm-hmm. And we work with these children on a weekly basis, find out what they need, find out what their situation is, and then report back to the court what these children need to get better. Every week, my people go and see these children and realize that momentous, life-changing decisions are happening in these kids' lives, and it's not always pleasant and it's not always fun, but they're still willing to go out there and do that. And I say I work with the best people in the community, and I completely believe that.
Pete, that's a beautiful sentiment. And I also agree with you that it takes a lot of courage to open our hearts and to give of ourselves, and especially to be able to open our hearts to things that might not be happy, that children might be suffering or struggling, and to be able to still want to take them in and love them and protect them takes a lot of courage.
Yes, it does. And like I say, you know, at this point, we are able to serve about a third of the children that need it. And one day on your program, maybe you could discuss why people are reluctant to do the work that they see and know they need to do. And I'd love to hear that someday.
Well, Pete, I'd love you to come in. We're actually next week on the 31st. We're also going to be live, and we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and volunteering and making a little more of our life next year than it was this year. So I'd love to have you call in and chat with us next week.
That would be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, Pete.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Andy, you're on the air. You get the last call of Christmas Eve. What's on your mind?
Oh, sweet. Well, I just wanted to call in and talk about my Christmas. Every year, everyone in my family is just kind of burnt out by New Year's because, well, my mom's birthday is on the 19th. My grandma's birthday is the day after Christmas. Then my birthday is January 5th. So we just get all tired. And over these years, my family has just kind of turned into a bunch of Scrooges. So this year, I decided to, you know, force them to get into the holiday spirit. And so far, I'm liking it. Like today, I wore a Christmas hat to work, and I felt great.
Good for you, Andy. And I love that you brought the last comment back to the positivity that, yes, it's easy to get kind of dark, and it's easy to be the Scrooge, or it's easy to bah humbug. And it takes that extra effort. It takes somebody who's willing to say, you know what? I'm going to look for the love. I'm going to look for the light. I'm going to wear this darn Christmas hat and bring the spirit. And Andy, I love you for doing that.
Thanks for calling, Andy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And this has been a conversation with a reluctant therapist. We really appreciate everyone participating in this show, not just today, but throughout the year. Brian and I feel so much love, and we feel so thankful that we get to be a part of the community in this way. Thanks to my husband and my daughter.
Thanks for having us.
I feel so thankful that I get to be on this journey with you.
Bye, Kyle and Kirsten and Billy.
And to Carly and Mark, I feel thankful for my friends. And to Emily and Brian, Merry Christmas. And to everyone out there, continue to be a part of our community. We will be here again next week live for New Year's Eve. You can find us on our Facebook page, The Reluctant Therapist. Thank you for continuing to support your public radio, KCBX. And Emily is going to play us out with one last Christmas carol. Mm-hmm.